CD, The Bitch is Back Live. It's not available yet. It's available November 5th, so be sure and follow Lita on Twitter, at Lita Ford. That is awesome. Now, you can see Lita Ford live, going to be at the Whiskey A Go-Go for the MS All-Star Benefit Concert. Now, it's going to be October 17th, brought to you by Whiskey A Go-Go and 95.5 KLOS. Ticketfly.com to get your tickets so you can see Lita and a bunch of other great musicians get together and just jam out on stage for a great cause, the MS All-Star Benefit Concert. All right, Lita.
Yes.
Been waiting for this story all morning long. How'd you lose?
Lita Ford.
I honestly.
Getting deflowered.
I've had so much great sex in my life with so many wonderful people.
You know how awesome it is to be able to say that? There's so many people walking Earth that have had a lot of bad sex. And you've been lucky to have a lot of good sex.
I have. I've had the creme de la creme.
Oh.
The creme de la creme.
So the first time it was not.
I'll be in my book.
Is it even?
So watch out, boys.
Yeah, I guess when you're Lita Ford and you have like you said, there's that story there, being in L.A., being in that scene, and all the great rock bands is being in that circle. I know. You know.
Oh yeah,
things happen. So that guy that was just your first was just some random guy from your hometown that you probably forgot about.
I did. I don't even remember.
Wow, that's unusual.
He's listening right now, going, "Lita, it was me." He's got a tear running down his cheek.
Do you know how old you were?
No, I don't. When you're young, you start a little bit at a time. I didn't just dive in head first. I started a little bit at a time, you know.
Depends on what kind of sex you're having.
Kissing.
Because I dive in head first.
A little touchy-feely.
Right. Yeah, of course.
And, you know, and then you rub it around and then
right.
Kind of put it in a little bit.
Yeah, or
maybe
not.
It doesn't go in all the way, you know. It's like, did it go in? Is it in the right hole?
I think that counts, though.
Does it count?
I think it counts.
If
it was a little bit.
I guess you got to count
But
that.
I guess don't Mormons play just the tip?
No, Mormons do this thing called soaking. And they don't count it as sex because they're not allowed to have sex before they get married. So they just, they get in the position and then they just don't move. They just go.
Oh,
they're
yay.
Connected. They're connected, but there's no movement. So technically, they say it doesn't count. It's called soaking.
Wow, that's freaky.
You're soaking in
it. I'm so glad I'm not a Mormon.
I call that try not to wake her up.
Try not to wake her up.
I'm dirty.
Oh, you're creepy. That's what you are.
Well, I've got a book coming out next year.
Do you really?
HarperCollins.
A big tell-all, huh?
I'm writing it with Marissa Mateo, and it will be out on HarperCollins.
Are you one of those people who remembers dates and stuff? Like it was. Whenever I read, I love autobiographies and biographies, and they'll go, it was September 18th, it was a Tuesday, 1967.
Mist in the air.
Like, how do you remember? I remember things, but I never remember dates.
I remember a lot of things, a lot of special things that stick out of my memory, silly things like what you were wearing and what you said and how somebody smelled and, you know, just little things like that. And then there's days where you can't remember anything and you go back and you look and you think, did I say that?
Yeah.
That wasn't me. I didn't do that.
Right.
Well, yes, you did, Lita.
So they ask other people, there's other interviews in your book about what happened, or is it just all from your point of view? Or do they go out and talk to your friends and talk to other runaways?
We talk to anybody who can give us some information. For instance, we just came from Kim Fowley's apartment. We were in Kim Fowley's apartment for 7 hours, and he was talking about how I did this and how I did that and what kind of person I am and who he knew as a young girl in the Runaways. And you know,
and he's telling you stuff that you don't remember. You're all right.
I asked him.
Yeah.
You know, what did I do this night and how did I meet this guy? And, well, I gave him your phone number. And I was like, how come you didn't give him my phone number? Why this guy?
Can't wait.
Go see Lita Ford and help fight MS at the Rock Against MS All-Star Benefit Concert at the Whiskey A Go-Go Thursday, October 17th. Ticketfly.com is how you get your tickets. Thank you so much, Lita, for coming in.
My pleasure.
We're honored.
Anytime you want to come back and hang out with us.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.